For a local perspective on David Bowie, we turn to Kurt Riley, DJ El Toro on KEXP. Kurt, welcome to KUOW's The Record.
Thank you so much for having me.
What effect did David Bowie have on the Seattle music scene?
I think you could pinpoint a couple of big ways that he had an impact on the Seattle music scene. The first would be the singular vision, the idea that you follow your own North Star and you don't worry about imitating other people. You can pick up lots of bits and pieces from things, but you really stay true to yourself. I think we see that in iconic bands like Nirvana that would go on to cover David Bowie. Obviously, the catalog had a huge effect on people. We've seen everybody from Gerald Collier to Mark Arm and Green River cover David Bowie's songs. Hey Marseille, have a brand new record coming out in a couple of weeks with a David Bowie cover on it. I noticed this morning that former Seattle resident Nico Case, who I know many of us think of as a local sweetheart, tweeted out something really interesting about how she admired the fact that Bowie had tenacity, that though he was not successful for the first 6 years of his career, he stuck to his vision until he did achieve success. And then the other thing I think he really influenced was his attitude that you didn't have to kowtow to the music industry. If you look at Bowie's sort of 80s period when he was playing footsie with MTV a little too much and the music suffered and the presentation suffered, I think people took notice of that and realized that getting in bed with the big music industry could have real drawbacks. And I think that's why some of the great Seattle musicians of the grunge era weren't afraid to push back and say, no, we're not going to play your game.
How do we find David Bowie in our music scene today?
I would say that the biggest place that you're going to see him is probably in the nightclubs. The kids, when I go out to bars, I hear his music, I swear to God, almost every time I go out. It's audible pretty much everywhere in the city. And in terms of presentation, again, I think it just gave people a lot of freedom. People aren't afraid to really put themselves out there, to look outrageous, to sound outrageous, and really take chances.
I wonder, what did David Bowie mean to you personally, Kurt?
Oh my God, David Bowie opened the door for me. I remember seeing him perform on Saturday Night Live when Martin Sheen hosted it, and he was the guest performer, and I was vaguely aware of him, but he came on and did three completely different numbers, TVC15, Boys Keep Swinging, and The Man Who Sold the World, and each one of those performances was a complete theatrical piece. He had a green screen for Boys Keep Swinging where he was like a marionette, so his head was on this jiggling marionette's body. He had this weird kabuki coffin tuxedo thing that he couldn't move in. His dancers had to carry him out. He had a poodle, a bright pink poodle with a TV embedded in his mouth. And I just sat there with my jaw hanging open, a kid in the suburbs, and going, well, damn, I can do anything.
Wow, I want to watch that now.
It's on YouTube. It's fantastic.
And beyond music, how do you see David Bowie in Seattle culture?
You know, actually, one of my favorite places that I've seen David Bowie in Seattle culture was just this past week in a bittersweet coincidence. The Northwest Polite Society teamed up with Independent Printage around Bowie's birthday and printed up these 12 amazing posters that were curated by Eric Carnell from the Vera Project. He got local artists like Derek Erdman and John Cristicello and Sean Wolf to create these original posters inspired by the work of David Bowie. They're up all over the city, unless people have started tearing them down in their enthusiasm. But my personal favorite would have to be Chris Rollins' poster, which is drawn on the Boys Keep Swinging video and the three heads of David Bowie in drag.
We are a place that is known for acceptance of the gay and transgender community.
Well, and Bowie definitely played a big role in that. He was one of the first really visible people that talked about that and acted on that, you know, wearing the dress on the cover of the original Man Who Sold the World album, performing in drag in the Boys Keep Swinging video. I mean, he may have joked that he was really a closet heterosexual, but for a mainstream popular artist to talk about homosexual relationships and bisexual relationships, and to have visible friendships with people like the transgender performer Romy Hogg, that really was a signal to kids growing up that what you felt and what you thought was okay, and you could forge ahead with it. And I definitely think we see a legacy of that in the very transgender and queer pro-friendly community here in Seattle in general, and especially in the arts scene.
All that, and by the way, my father really enjoyed him singing Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby wearing his sweater.
Oh, my goodness. That one always cracks me up. I hated that one for years just because I was like, oh, why is he doing that? He's selling out, man. Why is he doing that with the man? And then as I got older, I realized, no, he was really smart. He always went where he needed to go to get the art out there. He was on the Cher show, for God's sake.
And finally, Kurt Riley, DJ El Toro, and KEXP, let's go out with one of your favorite David Bowie songs. What do you choose?
I'm going to say Boys Keep Swinging from the Lodger album.
From the Lodger album and the and Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
Kurt Riley, DJ El Toro, KEXP in Seattle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
David Bowie passed away yesterday at the age of 69.